Hey, everybody, I'm Tommy Williams along with Wayne Svetnoff. And Wayne, it's time to take a look at week two of the high school football season. And I got to ask before we jump into tomorrow's action, or tonight's action, I should say, what impressed you the most about week one? A, Merrillville impressive against Andrian. B, Hammond Clark giving Whiting a run for their money. Clark, of course, won all of three games last year. Valpo blasting Penn, or Boone Grove finding a quarterback and then doing it in Crown Point?
I think all of the above, but, this was a situation where probably the biggest surprise was that Lowell actually has a passing game. This Cameron Stevanovich certainly played very well. I didn't know who he was. He was one of our unknown players this week on the PFR, but I didn't know him. But when I saw highlights of him and the way he threw those spirals, he is a quarterback.
Yeah, he can throw the football.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Crown Point found that out the hard way. And let's say we take a look and see what surprises we'll have during week two of the season. And Merrillville hosts Hobart. Before we talk about the game itself, let's talk about the rivalry. It's been a while since those two teams have played.
You know, in fact, Joe and I last night talked a little bit on PFR about the fact that this was a huge rivalry. Both Joe and I went to Merrillville. And Joe went, I was a little before him. Like, the dinosaurs were still there. They were kicking the ball and stuff. That was a big rivalry between these two schools. And very honestly, Merrillville might have won a couple games while I was there. Mm-hmm. It was mostly dominated by Hobart. Now, the circumstances have changed. Certainly, when you talk to Coach Brad Cease, that was last week on the radio we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said, you know, today's kids won't remember that. They won't even know that rivalry. But he said, we're going to work on it this week and tell them, you know, the situations, the crowds we used to have, the importance of that game. And this is going to be a good one.
Okay, let's take it to the field now. Merrillville versus Hobart. How do the Brickies stop the Pirates offense, which went completely berserk against Andrian last week?
Well, you interviewed Coach Osika on our game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways is that if Coach Osika and Coach Gifford, who is now assistant coach, if Coach Gifford can play defense and Osika play offense, Hobart will have a really great team.
Unfortunately, that may not go over very well tomorrow. I mean, tonight, brother, but that's a tough task.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough task for Hobart, except that, you know, Hobart played a Doolittle Conference school, Chesterton, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Played them very well in the first half. They just did not get over the hump after the half. And Chesterton, give them credit, Chris Mullen had one heck of a second half for Chesterton, the sophomore quarterback. So I think Hobart is, you know, ready to play Merrillville. I don't know if they can stop the dual-headed quarterbacks of Whitehead and Rodriguez.
Are you ready for this? Merrillville has not gotten off to a 2-0 start since 2002.
Wow, okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they played Penn a couple of years in a row, too.
That would do it, yeah.
But, that is a big thing, and it's a big game for them. There's no doubt.
Okay, we got Morton going up against Lake Central, a couple of football teams that hope to get that first one of the season tonight.
Yeah, you know, this game earlier in the, or at least last week, would have been a nice game. But you know that Morton lost their quarterback, Prather, and he broke his arm. So he may be out for quite a while. They're thinking maybe the PFR Underground found out that he might be back maybe 2-3 weeks. I think he had an operation this week on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Now, they've got still a great, good team. You know, they got big offense and defensive lines. But, you know, Lowell's, you know, on a roll right now. And Lake Central's on a roll. This Max Kreisbaum, nice sophomore runner. Boy, he's just outstanding between the tackles there. They've got a quarterback that can throw it. Lake Central did a nice job on Munster last week.
And I did say that both teams are looking for their first win. Actually, Lake Central already has that.
That's right.
After beating Munster last week. You mentioned Lowell earlier, they take on Portage.
Yes. This will be a good test for Portage. Lowell comes in, and Portage, I believe, beat Lowell last year. Portage comes in off a loss to Mishawaka. Mm-hmm. Mishawaka is an outstanding team. They run an offense that they break the wishbone and stuff. But it's hard to defend them. They always have great running backs. Now, you know, honestly, Portage's offense has to take a step forward. Zach Warchus is their quarterback, a returning quarterback, a good one, but he's got to find some receivers. Lowell will put pressure on them defensively. They're always very, very good defensively. And now if they have on PFR, we talked about last night about the fact that this Stojanovic kid is now on tape. Mm-hmm. So that'll make it a little tougher for him to have, you know, as much success.
No surprise package.
But, right, yep. Right. But Lowell will still be good in this one.
Okay, we got 30 seconds on this one, buddy. Munster, Chesterton, what do you think?
I think Chesterton's at home, and I like the way they played in the second half against Hobart. Munster's still trying to find themselves a little bit. This is going to be a game for Chesterton to win.
Okay, well, you actually gave me a chance for one more question, and it's the one I asked you last week. Which game would you like to be in if you weren't working tomorrow, tonight, rather?
That's a good one. I think that the it's a tough one here because I think the Lowell Portage game, to see how well Portage rebounds and responds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that might be the most competitive game.
Yeah.
Because it's at Portage.
You're a Merrillville, Greg. You don't want to go to Hobart, Merrillville and see the rivalry renewed?
No, I think that's going to be a real good one. But I don't think if Hobart and Merrillville had different makeups in their teams,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be really a close game. I think that, I might even split and say, okay, go to Merrillville first half and then go to Portage in the second.
There you go. We will see you tonight with the scoreboard show.
Yes, sir. 6 p.m. Then we'll see each other at 10:30 on PFR scoreboard.
There you go. And he's Wayne Svetnoff. I'm Tommy Williams. You now are up to date on what's happening in high school football.